It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 24-year veteran in the real estate industry, and she is with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
We've been talking about median home prices rising and the demand rising. And one of the reasons that we've seen, I think, a tightening of supply, which we've complained about now for so many months, is institutional investors have been coming in and buying up large tracts of single-family homes with the idea that they can stick a little money in them and then rent them out. Blackstone is one of the largest single investors in family rentals in America. They bought 26,000 homes, and there's others as well. However, there seems to be a little change going on, and you know, I like to get in front of change. So let's talk about that a little bit. Tell us what's going on in the institutional market.
Well, basically, it's like you just said, Blackstone being one of the groups, they bought up like 26,000 homes. And the idea is that they're going to take these homes, rent them out, improve them, and over time sell them as the market appreciates. In the meantime, some are concerned about the renters and the absentee landlords are not going to properly maintain these properties. They are starting to see that the rental market, they're not able to 100% fill these properties.
Yes.
Capacity.
Right.
So what we're seeing is a drawback from the institutional investor. As the interest rates are rising, it's not as attractive to them. And to put things a little bit in perspective, you know, on an average year, we sell about 5 million homes. So these investors are buying up about 100,000 properties. So it's small, but it does take away inventory. And that's one of the things. And, you know, it's certain areas. What we're seeing, heavy activity in Atlanta, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Miami, New York, Phoenix, Tampa area. I've actually been involved in one of these transactions, so I've seen it firsthand.
So this is institutions going in and purchasing large blocks of homes.
That's right.
Right. But you see, the thing is, the smart institutions get in very early, right? Because they see the opportunity. But then as it becomes more and more popular, the institutions, they don't seem to have some kind of a limit or some kind of a guidance control on their accelerator, you know, a governor on their accelerator.
Right.
So they start coming to market and they start raising money. And the reason they start doing this is because they make commissions on the stuff that they sell. So I want to point out, and I'm not saying that this is in particular for this particular firm, but it was an article in Seeking Alpha that revealed that J.P. Morgan has initiated a fund to buy up to 5,000 homes and that Morgan Stanley has raised money to buy up to 10,000 homes. And yet, one of the real experts in this area, Bruce Rose, who is a fund that has managed over 25 rental homes, and I'm going to quote from him, "We just don't see the returns there that are adequate to incentivize us to continue to invest. There's a lot of, bluntly, stupid money that jumped into the trade without any infrastructure, without any real capabilities, and so on." So my warning to you as investors is watch out if your broker starts offering you these limited partnerships or plans to go in and buy rental homes. It's a little late. Any comment on that?
You know, it's funny. It reminds me of the days when people were buying flipping, and
yeah,
you saw it was so dangerous when, you know, people that you clearly knew didn't have the money to purchase, they were pulling out home equity lines of credit to buy homes to get on this bandwagon.
Right.
We saw what happened.
By the time the average person hears about it and gets ready, it's too late.
Absolutely.
The early money has made their money, and now it's time for the rest of the suckers to come in because it's popular and companies love to sell things that are popular. This is Real Estate Roundup with Terry Story. Every single week we get here and discuss things of import in the real estate market, and we just kind of warned you about something very important. But one feature of the show that I really like is Terry Story's Real Estate Survival Guide. And this week, she has one as three things you must do before signing a lease. Terry, take it away.
Know what you're getting into. Knowledge is power. Renting, you know, it's a short-term commitment, but it's also a long-term commitment. This is a legal binding agreement. First of all, make sure you know everything you can about your landlord. Don't be afraid to go onto public records, see if he, A, owns the property.
Well, that's a good idea.
B, because there's a lot of scams, and I can tell you several stories about that. But B, that he's not in a foreclosure situation.
Mm-hmm.
Something else, look at the property. When you're going to look at somebody's property, that's the best you're ever going to see it. If it's not well-maintained when you go to rent it, do you think it's going to improve?
What an excellent point.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Find out, you know, little things. Who's going to take care of the regular pest control? How are you going to handle broken appliances? Need to know all of these things before you get into it.
They have no problem checking you out as the lessee, right? Or the leaser.
Absolutely. They're going to want your background check,
credit
report. It's just as important for you to find out about him.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you might want to find out if the landlord ever evicted someone in the past and what the reasonings were for. There are rules and regulations and laws that landlord-tenant acts that you're supposed to follow, but you're also dealing with human beings, and landlord-tenant relationships can be very smooth, beautiful, and other times very ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to be aware of what you're getting into. Visit the area at different times of the day. You know, if you might go look at it at night and say, okay, I want this place, go back in the daytime.
Yeah.
Drive around. This is at least, for the most part, a one-year commitment, and you don't want to make a mistake.
The same type of activity that you would do if you were buying a home, in a sense.
Absolutely.
You want to walk around the neighborhood, see how it is at night, see how it is in the daytime, if you get a chance to talk to neighbors, see if the neighborhood's safe. Whatever, because whether you're going to be living there a year, you could be living there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that's going to make an impact in your life. So treat it seriously.
That's right. You want to be a good tenant, because when you go on to rent another place, you want he or she to give you a good referral.
Mm-hmm.
So
good point.
It is a legal agreement. Know what you're getting into.
Very good. The end of our real estate roundup segment. As always, my guest, Terry Story. She's a 24-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, and can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.